You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a gator with a bell curve, some spooky football, royal jimmies for your hairy Megans, and proper coffee house etiquette.
All that and more in episode 113 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
It is I.
Alone at last with Mr. Cast.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Late night with Mr. Cast.
First of all, we should thank our special guest from last week.
Mr. Farid Yazdani. It was great having him on.
Yes, we had
a good time. It was an extremely funny episode. So if you skipped over it and you went right to this one, man, are you missing out.
Yeah, we got a lot of... We got a lot of great comments about it, and it's always nice to spice it up by, you know, man, like most marriages, you sometimes invite in a third, and you know,
I don't think that's what you're supposed to.
You're not supposed to do that. Okay, well, I got some cancellations to make. I should explain to my wife.
But honey, he's spice. You know, that is offensive.
That is offensive.
No,
yeah.
It's not the way you look. It's you are spice.
Yes.
Still offensive.
Yes, but thank you very much, sir. It was great to have you on last week, and we don't have the results of the Canadian Comedy Awards, but when we do, we'll be sure to pass them along to everybody. And a couple other things I just want to mention. What else do we got? Oh yes, the Podcatcher. It's called Listen Notes. They've added us to their podcatching, and it's kind of like one of these. It's like a Google search, but it's for podcasts. So that's yet another place you can find our show over the interwebs. But they emailed us personally, and they talked to us a little bit, and it was great to hear from them. And we really appreciate, you know, having our show out there on yet another platform. So this is awesome. Thank you very much. That's Listen Notes, and just check your any app store. I'm sure.
Are you sure it's not like Listen Notes? Were they angry?
No, they weren't giving us listening notes saying,
okay. No, but it was like, hey, listen notes. I got something to tell. So they weren't like angry. They were just
They weren't saying, Mr. Cash, you too much. You, no, we are aware of the notes.
Exactly. Maybe. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know all the things we say over and over people.
Literally, awesome. Yes.
Literally.
we hear the show.
You know, we're not bombarding you with A's and A's and A's, but I tell you, there's certain words that we just don't stop saying.
Right. And that's why we're not on your local radio station. This is, we're doing this from home. So, anyway, other news, of course, today is May 19th, Saturday, and there was a royal wedding this morning.
Just the one.
Just the one royal wedding.
I thought I missed the other one, but no, I guess just the one.
Just the one, yes. Of course, as everybody knows, Prince Harry married American Meghan Markle. And did you get up at 4:30 this morning
to take actually part? I got up at, 5:30 this morning because I had to work.
Yes.
And so when I flipped on the boob tube, it was already on. Ceremony was going, and... I'm like, well, I guess I'm up for the wedding.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it was, because there was a lot of obvious pomp and circumstance before the wedding. But there's a lot of people here because obviously with the time change, the wedding was for noon in the UK. And here, obviously, that's 7 in the morning. But that's when it started. But when they advertised to make sure you set your alarm to get up at 4:30. So there's a bunch of royalty fans that got up and set their alarm and like, oh, we're gonna see this, and it was like, oh, the wedding doesn't start till like 7 a.m and they're up.
I tell you, and we here in Canada have a special connection.
We do,
because Meghan's lived here for 7 years while filming Suits.
Yes,
this is where Harry would come to sneak into her apartment in Toronto.
Well, wait, we don't need to do.
Well, know, I don't mean anything of, you know, but in order for them to see each other and keep it quiet, He'd have to go to her apartment, and then just kind of like, they'd have to do like, you know, Secret Service, You know, mm-hmm. Your Majesty's Secret Service, and kind of sneak in and out of the city. So
yes.
So that's why the Mulroneys were at the wedding.
Yes, of course. Yes, former Minister's son. Or former prime minister's grandkids were actually in the wedding. So we're not this is not one of those things. Yes, it was on this morning. Yes, it's you mean, yeah, I know he's not the spare, he's not the heir, and because Prince William has had a bunch of kids, he's bumped down the line to there's a real good chance he won't be ever king. Cause,
yeah, but yeah. You know what, I got to tell you, it was I watched the ceremony because it was on. I was working, and I got to tell you, I liked this ceremony. A lot of people were very because they brought in that element of the black church element that they weren't familiar with.
Right.
A lot of these are very stuffy British people, and especially in the church, if you're used to going to, I grew up in a French Catholic church. Man, you want to see a snore fest. There were some churches, the priest was extremely funny, and it was fun to go to.
Right.
But most of them were like, oh, God. Make it stop. It's so boring. And a lot of these English churches are like that. And they're not used to the, let God be love and everybody love each other. And everybody's kind of looking around going, my Lord. Oh, what? Oh, okay. All right. I can get behind this. And yeah. And they actually did. Most of them were a little comfortable, but they actually did get into it. And they were they actually very much enjoyed it. And it was like an infusion of new life into old, stuffy British culture that a lot of them surprisingly enjoyed, which was great.
Yeah, and also too, it's been said when someone becomes king or queen, they're defender of the faith, and that's the Church of England, obviously. So Queen Elizabeth is defender of the faith, but even it's been said that Charles has been thinking he wants to change that to be defender of faith.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I tell you what, it was actually interesting to see, and it was nice to see. The music and everything that a lot of people, even those who were interviewing, were like, at first they're like, oh my God, you can't be this lively in a church. They were like, I guess this is not what you do here. But about halfway through, they realized, we can do this. Oh, yep. Hell yeah. Okay. I think I like this.
Yeah.
You know, and some people were extremely uncomfortable through the whole thing. But that's okay. It's good to make people uncomfortable. It changes things. It changes views. And then they talk to their peers and go like, what did you think of that? And they went, you know what? I fucking liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they went,
you know what? Maybe I did like it too, and I was just afraid to say it. So that's how views change. You get to know people, and you're not afraid anymore. And you're not, that's the more you know about somebody, the less, you can burn out racism and get rid of stuff that, and hatred.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is too, like it was on in the background here in my house too. And of course, I'm quite like, I wouldn't have set my alarm. I have a baby in the house, so I don't have to set any alarms. So when you throw the TV on, it's like, oh wait, my regular, it's on, and you get drawn into it. But again, here's another thing. There's people on Facebook. Oh, royal wedding on today? Oh, I don't give a fuck. It's like, you know what? Like, I beat this drum when it comes to whenever there's a new Star Wars movie out, or whenever there's the Super Bowls on, or the World Series, or the Stanley Cup, or whatever the fuck is going on.
Rob's a married man. He knows how to beat stuff.
Yeah. No.
Himself, mostly. Because he's married.
Because I'm, yes. Okay, good. I was thought you were inferring it was domestic violence. No, no. It's menage a moi.
Yeah, it beats the shit out of you. Yeah, that's right.
I was just going to say that there's always, the people on Facebook or on social media, like, oh, who has two thumbs and doesn't give a shit about the royal wedding? Oh, this guy. It's just, again, it's if you don't like it, that's fine. If it's not your bag, that's fine. Like, unless Prince Harry fucking personally molested you, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know what? Who the fuck am I to say they can't get married? And, you be you. We always say that, right? You be you, and do your thing.
Exactly.
Because if I married into that family, let's face it, it'd be like another King Ralph situation. Remember John Goodman did.
Yes,
I don't know if you saw this movie, but where he inherits the crown.
Yes,
that would be. It'd be like Uncle Buck becomes a king.
Yes.
That's basically what would happen if I became. So these people are far better suited to be royalty than I am.
There you go. And congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes,
and
congrats.
Yeah, love is love, and it's awesome to see. So, all right. Other than that, I don't have anything else new happen this week. Anything going on?
Well, I got a notification that I'm upgrading my service for my internet, my phone, everything.
Right.
And so they contacted me and said, okay, he'll be there on Tuesday. And oh, by the way, we're replacing your digital box, which also is a digital video recorder. Any shows you have on there, we cannot, you know, we're not going to bring it with you. You can't have it. Because it's going to be on the box. Your new box I will upload apparently to a cloud or something. I don't know. But it's like, oh, so if there's any shows you want to watch, you better watch them now. And I started looking through my box. I'm like, oh, my God. There's like 4 or 5 episodes of each show I watch I haven't watched yet. So it's like,
okay, so let me make it clear. Okay, you have a PVR or DVR, whatever they're calling them, digital recording device, and you record shows. And they're replacing this box. They're upgrading it for you, which is a good thing. But you have to they can't transfer it to your new – anything you've recorded, they can't transfer.
Literally, there's no way I'll be able to watch everything. So I will have to sacrifice 5-6 episodes of a series and go, well, I guess I'm not watching that series anymore.
Oh, is that why Sex and the City is playing in the background there?
What? No, that's – I swear that's the Royal Wedding.
Oh, yeah, right. Either way. yes.
Oh, well, you're such a Carrie. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, neither do I. I felt like I had to be offended. I don't know. So, well, you know, hey, this is the price you pay. You're gonna have great.
Yes, but
digital...
then I'm gonna have like super crazy fast service, it's, you know, I'll be able to see your ugly mug a lot better.
Ah, well, you know what I mean. There you go. It's all worth it. Awesome. Okay, so you know what we should, if we don't have anything else, we should jump into some headlines.
Sure. All right, we got some headlines here. Speaking of the Royal Wedding.
Yes.
Right. My dog's name is Segway. Speaking of my dog. Anyways. Harry and Meghan Royal Wedding condoms exist. And you get so many for £10.
What, do you have to be have a 10-pound cock to use it? No, I'm joking. I know. It's a form of currency.
Right. So if one is looking for a slightly naughtier way to celebrate the royal wedding, then we found a great souvenir for the friskier royalists out there. The ideal gift for your Prince Charming, these royal wedding condoms are definitely one for the imagination, and the, you know, like the royal wedding memorial.
Usually there's teacups or dishes or that kind of thing, right?
Oh, you know what they're called?
What?
Crown Jewel Heritage Condoms.
Oh, nice. And of course, because it's for the English, it's just average, regular size. There's no need for the Magnum Company Trojan to be called.
only £10 for 80 condoms.
What? You're really celebrating this wedding. Like,
so that works out to 12.5p a condom.
Right.
What we would call cents. And that's a great value. There's even a 3-for-2 option. So so if you need, what is that? That's 160, it's 240 condoms.
Right.
So if you need 240 condoms, you know, that have Prince Harry's face, you know, like, oh, you're going to give her the Harry, are you?
Yeah. Okay. So, well,
Prince Markle.
Well, there's some people. And you mean, especially, you know, single guys. I remember when I was single and you'd buy a box of condoms because you're trying to be safe and you read the expiry date and go like, oh, I don't know if I can get through all these by then. you know, like who's going through 240 condoms? Like, man, is you
for a wedding? I've had sex 240 times. I mean, that's a lifetime of condoms for a guy like me.
Royal weddings really get you going, don't they? Like,
yeah, they get everybody randy. See, these are things you buy when you go to any. They get you very hairy, randy. I don't know. And these are things you buy when you go to any wedding, right?
Right.
So, one, you're going to a wedding, so we know it's always a better chance of picking up somebody at a wedding because.
Well, yeah.
The ladies get excited at weddings.
Yes, right? This is a known fact. They always have the friends and the bridesmaids that are single, and they're watching the wedding, and then they get drunk, and it makes for a combination of, you know.
She's better than me. Come meet me in the closet.
But only if you're drunk as well, and it's completely consensual, of course. Please, we don't need any.
I mean your strengths, ladies.
Yes.
You're the one in control of the situation, and God bless you. If you're in that situation and she's like, I want to do something naughty, and then you pull out a box of these royal condoms with to have Harry and Meghan on the cover, yeah, dressed in the royal garb. She's like, that's what I want. And then everybody's happy.
And, well, of course everybody's. What are you, like, you're just gonna, is it going to be the box, or you're just going to pull out like a ribbon of them?
There's 80 condoms. I'm not sure how thick they are. It's not a huge box. It's like a just a regular size, you know, like plate-sized box.
Yeah.
It's not a huge, like, square box. It's, yeah, like,
oh, I know. I have bought condoms in the past. It's...
I know. I'm talking about like rectangles, and then we like a 2-inch thick box, and it goes 4 inches. No, these are like 1 inch thick and maybe about 5 by 5. It's like,
well, yeah, again, it's for the English. It's
like you buy a box of guitar strings.
So oh, yes.
It's not a huge box, but there's 80 condoms in there. Like, it should be a bucket.
It should be a bucket,
like 80 condoms. So I was just like, how thin? Well, you did say they were English, so there, yeah, may be. Yeah.
There is, yes, unfortunately.
Truth hurts.
Yeah, absolutely. So either way, hey, well, okay, again, hey, if you're celebrating the royal wedding, hey, why not? Like, Aussie, okay, awesome. Okay, so we got anything else? We got another one?
Yeah, just on that note, remember, women need a reason to have sex. Men just need a place.
And there you go.
Yeah. The bridesmaid's like, I'll show her reason. Let's do it in the closet. Men?
Place.
Okay, so, yeah. Kidnapper accused of using alligator to hold man captive.
Is this in New Orleans by chance or Florida?
No, authorities in Connecticut all places. Huh. Yeah, recently arrested a man who allegedly used an alligator in a bizarre attempt to extort money from a family of a man he's being accused of kidnapping. They got this alligator on me, and they're saying that if there's no money is given to them, he's going to have them chew on me.
Oh, okay. So is this a pet alligator, or is this like, I don't?
I guess they probably raised it or something. Yeah, the 21-year-old man who abducted the guy and was asking $800 ransom in exchange for his release. Just, I only need $800.
Yeah, why not round it up to a grand? Or what? Like, fuck.
Look, with exchange, it works out to $800, all right? It's like, exchange? Where are you going?
Wait. You want like 20,000 yen? Like, what the fuck? Okay, so there's an alligator chained up outside, holding, like, he's like, you break out of here.
Added proof that her nephew was unharmed. The kidnapper allegedly texted her a photo of her nephew hogtied in a tub with a 3-foot American alligator on his back, baring its teeth. Oh my god! And police traced the phone that they used to communicate with. And the aunt, and this is the aunt, they communicated with the aunt, and were ultimately able to find the suspect and the victim in a hotel in a town called Shelton. So the victim had burn marks on his face and arms, so it looks like they were torturing him. The dude was armed with a large knife and, you know, a gator.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what this guy did? He probably banged his, you know, main girlfriend or sister at a wedding in a closet with a Prince Harry condom, and he's just fucking really pissed at the dude. Like, and figured, oh, I'll say it, ask for ransom. That way it doesn't point at me.
You done gone boned my sister. Well, you gotta pay. How much? $800.
That's what your sister's worth.
How do you get $800 on the price of nailing your sister? Trust me, over time, it is an average and a bell curve. What? What?
I'm not the first. Like,
you got a bell curve on that?
it just sounds more like a rental than a ransom after a while. Like,
just, I guess it's just initial damage done, and over time the bell curve drops as there's more and more damage done.
You right, know, less tread on the tire. Yes, I understand. Exactly.
Bell curves, and then eventually, you know, he's just kind of like, it was 1,000, it was a 1,500, and then you at the bottom of the curve, so that's about $800.
Well,
why are you even speaking like that? Hold my gator. I'm going to punch this man.
Well, we don't advise anybody place gators on anybody in bathtubs. Like, this is not the way to go about raising $800.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure there's better ways to come up with some money. So people, please do not put alligators on kidnap people's backs in bathtubs. So
yeah, don't torture people. I mean, really?
Yeah, no kidding. So do you have another headline for us?
I do. This one's a little different. I don't know if it's security guard films quote unquote ghost haunting football change room after slamming doors in creepy footage. So this is in Argentina, right?
Okay, so this is like our soccer, right? This is
football.
Yeah,
football. Yeah.
Yes.
So so this is a video that the guy is going down to the locker room, which is on the subfloor, the basement, whatever.
Yes.
That's where the locker room is, and then you just hear like all kinds of crazy noise, like there's a tornado or something, and the door to the locker room is slamming back and forth, bang, 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 and he's like, and he's freaking out, right? And he's like, the door's going, they're translating it, saying the door's slamming of this and that, and then he rushes into the room, grabs the door, rushes in the room, looks behind the door, he has a camera filming everything. And the moment he touches the door, everything goes quiet.
Hmm.
And the moment he opens it and runs in, looks behind the door, looks everywhere, goes quiet. But as he pans the camera, you see a shadowy figure cross in front of the lens. But he didn't see it when he was there.
Of course not. Right.
But when he reviewed the footage.
Okay, hang on. So you know how I feel about this sort of thing. I'm the practicing atheist. I'm not a believer in the hereafter. So is this? Are when you saw this video, do you think there's something there?
Well, you see, I've seen something in my past, right?
Right.
So I believe in there's stuff out there.
Okay.
So I have, when I was very young, I did see an apparition, a ghost or something. I don't know what the hell it was, but that's a long story. But so I saw a shadow figure cross that lens, and I was just like, holy shit, that looks like a person. But it's only caught on camera, right?
Okay.
He didn't see it in real life. So I've seen this stuff happen before, poltergeist, but it could be like anything else where they say it's actually being generated from your subconscious.
Well, you know, the thing is, with a camera footage, it can't be from your, it has to be, that almost had to be technical, like something.
Yeah, I don't mean in the sense that you're thinking you see something. I mean that your brain literally is causing, it's like telekinesis.
Oh, of course, but the problem is on video, like if I watch this video and I see a shadow, you mean, and I'm not, I can understand if you were there and you thought you saw something, but on videotape, if you see it over and over and over and over again, obviously there's something there, but it could be like something with the technology. You know, you understand what I'm saying. It could be like just a technical glitch that's causing a shadow.
Yeah,
somewhere.
But it look like a person crossing. Look, there's that, but it also could be something very simple.
Okay.
You know, guy walks in the locker room, all kinds of banging and stuff's going on.
Hey, and then it's happened.
And then he walks in and he's like, you know, ay, Dios mío, there is a ghost in here. And meanwhile, there's, you know, some guy who's just actually hiding in the locker room because he likes hiding in locker rooms.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, my God, I see a ghost. And meanwhile, there's somebody on top of the lockers going, oh, no, you've seen me, boo, boo, it's a ghost. It must be a ghost. Why is he not wearing pants? Hello.
Is it the homo boogeyman? like it's a gay apparition. Like, I mean, hey, again.
He might have been happy. I don't know. He just...
But, you know how we feel. Hey, even in the afterlife, if whatever you do is your business, we're down. We're like, love is love.
I don't even think it's an apparition. I literally mean it's just a person.
I understand that, but I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Yes, there's...
there was Robot Chicken rape ghost, and it was like a gay ghost that would just like rape the Scooby gang.
Oh no.
But it was only the guys they were going out. It would only go after like Scooby and then what's the main guy's name? Freddy.
Yeah, Fred and Shaggy.
Fred and Shaggy.
He left like Velma and Daphne alone.
I think he actually went after Velma, but Velma was so clingy, the ghost was like running away from it.
Well, yeah,
running away from her.
and Velma does look like a dude, so I mean, it's not a stretch.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were. No, that's fine. Let's come over here. No, I'm not really interested. I gotta go hunt somebody else. No, come on, just sit next to Velma. It's like, I gotta go. I gotta go. You know, really, all of a sudden, the ghost is all nervous.
Yeah, well, it would stand the reason. Like, again, I do not believe in ghosts or stuff like that, but if there was some, it would, like, why wouldn't, if there are, like, ghosts of people that have passed on, like, and, like, it would stand the reason there would be gay ghosts. Like, there's nothing, you know, I mean, of course, like, there,
we have, and it's not that we're not saying that. You know, I know, I understand where the way we're saying it is that gay people can't control themselves. We're only poking
fun. Of course, yes. Jeez. <You know?
laughs> But it's just like, boo, oh no, your pants fell off.
Oh boy, wow, we're gonna get in trouble for this
one. Yeah, well, somebody's gonna write, there's gonna be letters.
Yes, and more tasty letters, nudes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. While you're sending your letters, please send your tasty nudes, because you're already offended anyways.
Yes. Well, okay, this is exactly it. I'll view the video later. We don't want to bog the show down, because it makes for horrible podcasting to listen to me watch a video. But not having to see the video, I can't really comment, but it can't.
Like, it's violent. Like, it's crazy violent noise, slamming, like things being thrown around. Like, it's
really. But that's...
And then the moment he touches the door and runs in, it stopped like nothing was happening.
Of course, but that's how horror movies are made. You know this better than anybody. Like,
of course, I'm a white guy. I have to go look what's happening. I think it's.
Well, no, I was saying because you're an actor. Like, I mean, right. You know how these films are made. Like, you've seen how the sausage is made. Like, it'd be pretty easy to put together.
It's a men's locker room. I've seen too much sausage.
I've seen too. Yeah, sausage and men's locker. I apologize. This is just. Just bouncing all over the place. I'm trying to dig out, but
some guys, yes, you know, but the congratulations. Okay, man. So let's move on.
Okay, yeah, we got time for one quick one there, if you got one.
Okay, well, I think this is a perfect one to end on. Woman furiously shits on the floor of Tim Hortons.
Yes,
throws it at employees.
Yes, this. Yeah, okay. Normally, we've said this over and over again, but you bring in the headlines. I have no idea what you're going to say, and it's just kind of the way we do our show. It's not because I don't want to do homework. It just we found that genuine reactions are for the funny. Oh, but living in Canada and this happening in a Tim Hortons, I've seen this video and it's horrifying. Okay, continue. Describe what happened and I'll listen.
I love how they say she furiously shits. I mean, like, for you to take a shit and be furiously shitting.
No, it was a good clean dump. But go ahead, explain what happened.
A woman in Canada was so incensed about something Tim Hortons employees did or didn't do that she dropped her pants, took a dump on the floor, threw it, grabbed some napkins, wiped her ass, and threw those two and left. And so there's an actual, like, video of the whole thing happening.
Yes.
And there's no pixelation.
Nope.
You're going to see everything the woman does, full of rage and previously turds.
Yes.
You know, and does forever, you know, forever unclean.
Yes. Okay. So I've seen this video. The woman, it looks like they're discussing. I heard, maybe this is an assumption, that she's probably asking to use the washroom because it was like this poop was on deck. Like, she had this, it was in the chamber and ready to go because
there was a mouse head about to be launched.
Exactly. So it looks like this argument. And then finally she just backs up. She leans against one of the other counters and pulls her panties down and drops deuce. Like, it just, and you just, you, it's, if you Google it, you'll see it, but if, not that you'd want to, but yeah. And then she goes completely primal, you know what I mean? Picks up the crap and flings it at the Tim Hortons worker. Now, Tim Hortons workers, they put up with a lot of shit, pardon the pun, but here in Canada, they get a lot of people through a lot of bad Monday mornings. You know what I mean? It's just that they wake up and they're tired and they don't want to go to work. But oh wow, I get that large double double, and I'm, you mean, it eases you into your day. And but so I think we Canadians, we love Tim Hortons, and this is almost blasphemy. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and I'm just reading through here. It says that the team members use their discretion and denied access to the guests based on their behavior.
Right.
And are out of concern of immediate safety. So she was like, oh my God, I got to use the washroom. They were probably like, she's a crack addict, I'll let her in.
Yeah, or you didn't buy anything.
Yeah, but you know what? Most Tim Hortons, almost all of them, allow you to walk in and use the washroom if you need to. None of them ever say you have to buy something.
Right.
But I don't know what it's like in BC. They maybe have some policy or something. And we've reported on a lot of stories where runners can't control themselves and just take a dump on someone's lawn. Like they really. So maybe that situation where you just kind of, you got the cold sweats.
Yep.
Right, and that's it. It's coming as Montezuma's revenge.
Yes.
You know, and then the employee's like, no. I guess like she must have been like, look, just let me use the washroom, and they were being a bunch of dumbasses.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like it's, I don't know.
But still, no excuse for taking a dump in a Tim Hortons, right?
No
excuse.
You know, you've like, and it's not like it's. She was mad, obviously. Like if she was like, oh my god, she was holding her stomach and with obvious cramping.
Like that would have been the. And then not only did she take a dump, she chucked it at them.
Exactly.
Wiped herself, chucked that at them. It's like.
Yeah, and she grabbed that, like, you know, but at least she wiped. You know, she's not gross. She's not you don't want to be gross. Come on. But can you imagine? Okay, I don't know what it's like in BC, but we've recently raised our minimum wage. So, but even still, the Tim Hortons worker is making minimum wage. This is the lowest possible amount of money legally they can pay you. That's what they're making, and they're getting shit flung at them.
Well, now they're getting paid twice as much as what they used to.
Yep.
So they deserve a little shit.
No, they don't.
Actually, not the employees. The employees don't deserve that.
No.
Actually, because you got to shut down the restaurant at that point.
You have
to bring in the hazard cure. You have to kick everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that store is closed for days, you know. And meanwhile, you have some guys sitting there scrubbing the whole place down going, forever unclean.
Yes. And again, it's horrible. Just horrible. So I understand, yes, a lot of times with these, they call them Joe jobs, like whether you're at a McDonald's, you mean, or Burger King or a Tim Hortons or one of these fast food where they got a high turnover employees. Yes, your order is going to be wrong. And yes, I understand it can be frustrating, but please don't shit on the floor, pick it up, throw it at them, wipe your ass with the napkins and throw that too. It just, that's just
the fact that we have to say this.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand.
I'm going to take a dump on your shitty brown tiles, and nobody's going to know it took a shit because your tiles are shitty and brown. And then I'm going to chuck it at you, and I'm going to call it a walnut crunch donut.
All right. All right. Well, okay. I think we've said enough on the pooping lady. I hope she gets help. I hope the employee is reimbursed for the dry cleaning and the therapy and the trauma. And that's just one of those stories. It's gonna be like, oh, I've had a shitty day. Oh, have you? Did I ever tell you about the... Yes, we fucking know about the time that woman flings shit at
enough,
you.
Enough, Steve. Jesus Christ.
Yes, we know. We've all seen. Get over it. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run through a little bit of housekeeping real quick before we go. And we can just wrap up another exciting episode of the Roman Podcast with that strong finish. Or, I don't know, like a strong fibrous finish. Anyway.
That's right.
Okay,
strong, so furious finish.
Yes. Remember, you can find the show on Twitter, Roman Podcast, or at Roman Podcast on Twitter. You can find myself at Robert MMCast and Roman Citizens on Twitter as well. And for Roman Citizens covers everything, every social media is under Snapchat and Instagram and Grindr, Tinder, and whatever. I don't know what else they have going on.
What was that one? There was another one?
I don't. I'm just please let me get through the housekeeping. But, okay. But, Cast1973 for myself on the Instagrams. And, of course, Roman Podcast on Instagram for the main show. And do not forget RomanPodcast.com for our website. And you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network. And don't forget, we have an Amazon widget there. So, if you're shopping at Amazon, go to our website first, one extra click, and we get a kiss from Amazon. Also, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you'd like to send them to Roman, he'll happily peruse your tasty nudes. That's romanpodcast@gmail.com. But I'm a happily married man, so if you have any tasteful nudes, I will peruse those. I will peruse the tasteful. Just put them care of Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And last but not least, do not forget about our review reach around. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review, and then we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a, you know, in honor of our last story, that's what we call a double deuce reach around.
Double deuce gives a whole new meaning to double.
I didn't want to say it, so I went double deuce.
Okay. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolix podcast.
From afar, because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
grawlixpodcast.com.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano in Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Gigawatt.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.